I mean, no matter what. I don't care what it is. You still would keep your center.
Yeah.
Is that a worthwhile goal? That's a great goal. Okay, that's what the Course in Miracles is about. And it's very specific about how you reach that state of mind with the Course. It says the way you reach that state of mind is to remember that you don't have to believe the Course, which most people appear to successfully. Then it says you don't have to welcome it, and then it tells you that you're going to find it hard to believe, and that it might startle you. It asks you not to judge the ideas, which is the same as analyze the ideas. It just says the thing that you kind of find out by analyzing it, if you would just apply it, you would see that it worked. So you could cut out the middle step. Okay? So the other thing to keep in mind is that the Course says there are no accidents, there are no chances in healing. So that means no matter how you got here, there was not an accident. So you're not here accidentally, even if somebody threatened you if you didn't come. You're not here by accident. And God's will for you is complete happiness. You have to make a decision that the universe is about your joy. It's about your love. It's about your peace. You have to make these kind of choices if you really want to get the most out of what you said about being in a state of centeredness that can't be disturbed. So I left off last week at, and I'm going to jump around a lot, but on page 31, cause and effect, and I got four extra loaner copies up front. In the last episode, the Course says that we complain about fear, but we always continue to make ourselves afraid. Then it says we ask God to release us from fear, and the Course says God knows fear doesn't exist, but you don't. So if that which created us intervened between our thoughts and the effects of our thoughts, it said it would be interfering with the fundamental law of cause and effect. So we're here to learn that our thoughts have effect. The Course is a focus on what causes the things in your life. It's not really concerned with the effect that you've caused. Most people come into a situation trying to deal with the effect or the result. I got this situation now, and now I need you to tell me what to do about the result. The Course in Miracles doesn't work at the result level. It works at the cause level, because it says that the cause level is where everything is created. So that's what we really want to work. So that's from recognizing that thoughts have effect. So if you were supposed to learn that your thoughts had effect, and every time you had a thought, I intervened, then you wouldn't see the result as being the result of your thought. So part of our learning that we are created beings and that our thought is created is that which created us doesn't intervene with our thoughts. So that we'll know our thoughts produce our results. Then it went on to say, because if I didn't let you know that let you see that your thought has power, I would be depreciating the power of your thinking. And depreciating the power of our thinking is in direct opposition to the Course. If the Course is about you seeing how powerful your thought is, then for me to help you believe that your thought isn't having any effects on terms of what's happening to you would be interfering with the most fundamental law there is, the law of cause and effect, and you wouldn't recognize your thoughts have power. Is everybody with me?
Yeah.
Okay, so then it says, what is it that Spirit is going to remind us of then? He says that you don't guard your thoughts carefully enough, and then the Course says it would take a miracle for us to do that. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Okay, so then it goes on to say, well, we're not used to thinking in this new way, which it calls miracle-minded thinking, so we could be trained to think correct. The Course says if we think correctly, it's a miracle. That's why it's called Course in Miracles.
Okay.
I don't know what people think of me, but it's like, of course, like, if y'all think right, it's a miracle. So So it's called Course in Miracles.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a course in correct perception, loving perception. So it says we're not used to thinking that way. We're not used to thinking in a way that's only loving. So it says we need that kind of training because we're supposed to be miracle workers. We're supposed to be the ones who demonstrate correct perception. Okay, so we need training. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So then of course, says, Spirit says, that I can't let you leave your mind unguarded or you won't be able to help me. So the first thing we need in order to have a healing in whatever area of our life, whatever area you want some help in, the first thing we need to recognize is a full realization of the power of thought. So we have to have a full realization of the power of thought to avoid miscreation. The reason why we go through things that cause us pain is we don't realize the power of our thought. So that's where we're at right now. And so then the court says we must have genuine respect for true cause and effect as a necessary condition for the miracle to happen. See, I'm saying the same thing over and over again. We need to have respect for cause and effect. We need to have respect for cause and effect. We need to have respect for cause and effect. We need to have respect for cause and effect. We need to have respect for cause and effect. We need to have respect for cause and effect. That's why some of us don't like them. Every time you look at your body, you remember something you've done.
Yeah.
Every time you look at you, it reminds you of you. Have you noticed that? Okay, so your body is the storehouse of your memory. So when you chant and you get your heart in it and you feel it and you rock it and you don't just make it from a neck up experience, you will remember the truth more. It is not an intellectual exercise. Being spiritual is not heady. It's not a head trip. It's a heart trip. It's not a head trip. You can quote. I know people who can quote everything in this book, tell you exact page and paragraph it is, but if you try to hug them, they have a heart attack. Okay, that means something's a little off. Might not quite be there yet. You know what I'm saying? It's like I can quote everything about this, but I can't speak to the person that's on the other side of the room or make eye contact with them. But I'm a spiritual giant. I'm a loving person. So just kind of think about that the next time, you know, you're telling yourself you love everybody, but you can't speak to anybody. But you see that kind of incongruent. I love all of you, but don't get too close to my wallet. So I'm going to tell you, I don't trust, my ego doesn't trust anybody. The part of me that's trained by the world doesn't trust anybody completely. Got a little bit of me always held back. Mm-hmm. Just a little taste.
Mm.
Okay? So I want to let go of that part of me that's afraid of you. Do you want to do that?
Yep.
And when I let go of that part of me that's afraid of you, then I don't want to be taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the thing. I open my heart, but kind of want to be sure. They want a spear go through it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I want to be on a level of. But see, I didn't realize that if I really opened my heart, it couldn't be broken. It's impossible to get hurt when you're really loving, but it's totally possible to get hurt when you're faking it. You can always tell fake love. You're crying. No, no, I love you. It might not be love. It might be a little fear. That's what it sounds like to me. Oh, no, no, I don't need anybody else. I don't have a love. They didn't want to be. You better pray you don't ever need nobody else to love you the way they do. You heard it, didn't you? You can always tell when you hear the truth. I always bust out laughing. So you can't help it. It's funny. The truth is funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's funny. It's funny. If you're not laughing, you need to lighten up. You know, that's why angels fly. They take themselves lightly. You know, a heavy angel, you can angel. You know, they take themselves lightly. Okay? Lighten up on the spiritual path. Lighten up on the spiritual path. Lighten up. Lighten up. Stop being so serious, Earl. You're always talking to me. You know, I'm so messed up, I need an audience to watch me as I heal. You know, that's pretty deep. That's pretty special, isn't it? You know, I range 3 hours, 3 times a week, and people can watch me heal. And that's how it happens. That's exactly how it happens. You know, we sit around each other, remember the truth to each other, and we watch each other heal. So, I'm going to go further. Now, when I go through some stuff in the Course, it seems abstract. It says a lot about God, or Father, or Creator, whatever you hear. You can also see, well, I'm glad y'all love me. Something's behind my back right now. I'm like, Lord, you got my back. Okay. All right. I'll tell you. Every time I'm around this class, I get a great big heart on. Okay, now. Both miracles and fear come from thoughts. Both miracles and fear come from thoughts. So your thoughts create miracles of healing. Your thought also creates fear. And if you're not free to choose, if you aren't free to choose, you wouldn't be free to choose. If you weren't free to choose one, you wouldn't be free to choose the other. If you weren't free to choose fear, you wouldn't be free to choose love. So you're free to choose fear. You're free to choose. And the Course says choosing love is a miracle. So we're free to choose the miracle, free to choose love. It's by choosing miracle, though, by choosing the love, he says you rejected the fear, if only temporarily. So by choosing a loving perception, I'm rejecting fear temporarily. So I need to walk into the room and reject fear temporarily. I need to walk in this room and reject fear temporarily. That's me walking in the room, choosing for miracles. I mean, so I walk into the room, I'm going to reject my suspicion temporarily. I'm going to reject my fears temporarily. I'm going to reject my sense of being separate from you all temporarily. For about an hour, I'm going to reject my sense of separation from y'all. That's what we're doing right now. We're temporarily choosing to let go of the idea of fear and separation with each other enough to join and check it out, people. Okay, now, then it says, you've been fearful of everyone and everything. You've been fearful of everyone and everything. You are afraid of God, afraid of me, afraid of yourself. You're afraid of love, afraid of me, afraid of yourself. And you misperceived or miscreated us. You misperceived or miscreated us. And so you believe in what you made. You misperceive, and then you believe in your misperception. And then, of course, says you wouldn't have done this if you weren't afraid of your own thoughts. So when you are afraid of your own thoughts, you become afraid of everyone, afraid of everything, afraid of what created you, afraid of your higher self, the Christ consciousness, Jesus, whatever you want to use, I like Jesus, and of yourself. So if you're afraid of everything in your life right now, it's not the things in your life that you are afraid of that's making you afraid. It's not the things in your life that you are afraid of that's making you afraid. What's making you afraid is you're afraid of the way you think. You're afraid of the way you think. You're afraid of your own thoughts. If you're afraid of anything around you, you're afraid of your thought about it. You're afraid of your thoughts about the things in your life. You are afraid of the thoughts you're having. You don't have to feel afraid because you can't pay your bills. Some people don't care. That's the most liberating thing that ever happened to me when I went through a financial crash after going through a big financial high. Now, I made as much as I thought I deserved, and I sabotaged it, as we do. When it's more than we think we deserve, we always get rid of it. So somebody giving you more love than you think you deserve, you go, I don't deserve that, this love that you're giving me. Well, you're going to get rid of them. Now, I promise you. You should go, oh, yeah, yeah, I deserve this love. Come on with it. Come on, I deserve it. You know, that's the way you keep it. Oh, I don't deserve it. Okay. I'm gone. I'm out of here. Okay. So the Course is saying you're afraid of your thoughts. So the thought we want to take away from this paragraph so far is that we're not afraid of the things that we think we are afraid of. We're really afraid of our own thoughts. Isn't it deep?
Yeah.
Now, the next part of the sentence is really deep. It says, the fearful must miscreate. So if you are afraid, you're going to screw up. If you're afraid, you're going to miscreate. If you're afraid, you're going to make fear. If you're afraid, you're going to misperceive what's going on in your life right now. And if this is true, it makes so much sense to me why the world appears to be like it is. Because there's so many people in the world that's feeling fear, and then we're also seeing so many unloving things that seem to be happening in the world. So it makes sense that if it's a world full of fearful people, it'd be a world that people go through a lot of fearful things. Fearful people, fearful things. Fearful people, fearful things. Fearful people, fearful things. Frightened people, frightened experiences. Frightened people, frightened experiences. Frightened people, frightened experiences. It's not as complex as we think, is it? This is the email contact list. Please put yourself on it. I got two important lists I need today. And I'm going to take about 2 minutes to do this because the Holy Spirit in me is revealing a whole other level of teaching and sharing. And so this notebook I need you to write down, anybody who's read at least 10 chapters of the text or has done the workbook or is doing it or has read the teacher's manual, which is in the book. So that's why I need to get some idea of you good people. Because there's a whole series of teachings that the Holy Spirit is wanting me to do with this material with those who are studying it or have read it. Because there's a level of doing the course that I could do it that in the very beginning, if you haven't done personal study, it would just not make any sense whatsoever. But for those who've been doing it for a while, there's another level of teaching the course that I can do that they'll get it, and it'll be very powerful. So there are going to be different classes geared toward different levels of awareness of it. Okay, and so some people just need to listen. That's all. That's cool for them. They don't want to study the book. They just want to listen to what's coming through me. That's great. So I'm not discouraging that. But then there's another level. See, I've read the Course in Miracles from cover to cover almost 100 times, and been teaching it for 28 years, at least 3 or 4 times a week. And people still think there's some semblance of normality in me. I'm impressed. I'm a damn good actor, I'm telling you. I'm just normal people all the time. Yeah, that's right. But those of you who've been studying for a little while, you know the change that is made in your perception because you multiply that time as much as I do it. And I'm telling you that everything that so far I'm getting that everything is saying is true. And that the changes are internal more than external, so people who are judging your progress by your physical surroundings and miss it every time, because real change comes from within. So anyway, when I created the financial crash and then my credit rating, which was like, 1,003, that started to go down, right? And I found out, I thought I was my credit card, and I thought I was my credit rating. It was the most shocking thing to see how my value was tied to my credit, to my being, how much credit I could get and having credit cards. I didn't realize that they represented my identity, which makes sense because that's the first thing they ask for identification. Well, who are you? Well, Visa. So my point in saying this is that it wasn't until I lost all of that, so-called lost all of that, and saw that the world didn't come to an end, and I kept on studying the truth, and I saw myself still being taken care of, that I really got that a lot, that I was not my material possessions, and I was not the things. And so I still see so many of myself. so many of my friends and relatives still completely caught up on worrying about can they pay a bill, or if they're going to pay a bill, or do they, you know, it's cool to have, it's cool to do it if you can, but if you can't, then don't attack yourself about it. Because if you attack yourself, then you're just increasing the idea of loss. So that just makes the situation worse in your perception. Okay? You are not, I want you to hear this, this is a very important mantra. Just let yourself hear this for a minute. You are not your credit rating. You are not your credit rating. You are not. You are not your credit rating. 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 Oh, pardon me. Had a little indigestion there. A little embarrassed there.
You're not my body either.
I'm not my body either, right? Thank God. The older I get, the glad I am of that truth. Okay. I love my body. I just enough other people don't. Okay. You ever want somebody to love your body?
Mm.
Want your body? Come on! You ever want somebody to want your body?
Yeah.
All right, all right. That has it been so long you don't remember?
Yeah.
My God. Want your body? I can't imagine. What? Like, you have to get real. Let's say it's, the fearful must miscreate because they misperceive creation. So you're going to miscreate as you misperceive me. And he says, the cause and effect, says, when you miscreate, you're in pain. When you miscreate, you're in pain. When you miscreate, you're in pain. So instead of saying I'm in pain, just go, I'm miscreating. I'm miscreating my tooth right now. I'm miscreating my stomach right now. I'm miscreating. You know, so wherever you have a pain, so that's where I'm miscreating. Not guilty, not bad. Not guilty, not bad. Just miscreating. So there's no judgment on that. Then it goes on to say, the cause and effect principle now becomes a real expediter, though only temporarily. Actually, cause is a term properly belonging to God, and the effect is God's son of creation. This entails a set of cause and effect relationships totally different from those you introduced to miscreation. The Course says this entails a set of cause and effect relationships totally different from those you introduced into miscreation. The fundamental conflict in this world then is between creation and miscreation. So the conflict that you're having is between love and fear, creation and miscreation. So fear is implicit in miscreation and love is implicit in creation. So fear is miscreation, fear is miscreation, love is creation, fear is miscreation. So again, I can see where if I was a person who was felt separate and afraid and worried and attacked all the time, it would make sense that I would have an experience that doesn't bring me peace all the time because I'm miscreating because I'm in fear. So the Course says the conflict is therefore a conflict between love and fear. So we're having a conflict between love and fear. Your conflict is between love and fear. The conflict is between love and fear. You got love in one corner, fear in the other corner. The conflict is between love and fear. That's the conflict. Miscreation comes from fear. Love is where creation comes from. So we understand. Then you go through pain when you're miscreating. So therefore your pain lets you know that you're coming from fear and separation. This is not judgment. This is not. This has nothing to do with good person, bad person. We're not talking good people, bad people. We're talking creation, miscreation. If I put my hand on the hot stove and I burn my flesh, that's disobeying the law. The universal law of flesh and flame. That didn't mean the stove, but as I walked up the stove, said, I'm going to get his black book. As soon as he gets near this stove, I'm going to... You're right. You see what I'm talking about? We put the judgment on the stove. No, I just had to put my flesh against the heat. That's what, so if something's wrong in your relationship, if something's wrong in any part of your life, you're innocent as you can possibly be, you're just miscreating out of fear. That's all. Give yourself a break. You just miscreated that. You did something you're feeling guilty about, you just miscreated out of fear. You're cool. You okay? You just miscreated. You just missed the little sweet little thing. You just miscreated. That's all you do. You miscreated. Okay? You you're just the cutest Miss Creator, right? I'm a cute little Miss Creator, too. Okay, questions? Comments about what I've said so far? Any comments, any sharings, any ahas? Yes. Okay. All right. I know that's right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm talking to you. That's because we're the same being. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why I know who you are. Did you? I'm so glad. Yeah. It makes things so much easier when you recognize you're just looking at yourself. Mm-hmm. Or disgust you beyond words. Oh, I thought I was messed up, but if you were me, I'm in bad shape than I thought. It's a lot worse than I ever imagined. If this is me, I'm in bad shape. You know? Okay, that's the beauty of separation. It makes you think other people can go through things you don't go through. You know, it's great we're separate until we love each other. Then we don't have to share each other's pain. You know, you don't feel my stomach ache. That's love. Some loved us so much we didn't have to feel each other's pain. But we will all feel each other's love. You can't help but feel love. There's no defense against real love, by the way. If I really wanted to love you completely, you couldn't stop me. I can feel any way I want to about any of y'all. You can't stop me. Isn't that great? You don't have any control over my love for you or how I see you, but you have total control on whether or not you perceive it, receive it, or accept it. That's up to you. So you got a lot of stuff waiting for you that you just haven't been willing to accept yet. They've been just dumping this stuff off at the door. And you got this big pile of good on your front porch waiting to get in as soon as you open the door. There's going to be an avalanche. Okay. Isn't it great? I said it again, and you didn't hear it. You're going to have an avalanche of good that's been piling up while you've been making yourself think it doesn't exist, and you're not worthy of it, or you're busy blaming somebody else so much you can't open the door. You're right busy blaming right now. But you just love blame feels so good, though. I can understand why people blame. It just feels good, doesn't it? Just feels good around for a second. I know some people say it don't. I do it for me. It feels really good when I think I'm going through something like, say, it's your fault. It's just something about that just, your fault. You know? Don't tell me I don't feel good for a second. You know, just for a minute, because you just gave your power away. You know, you just made yourself a victim. You just asked the universe to do something to you. You know, so you're not a victim, you're powerful, you've just been miscreating because you don't fully recognize the power of thought and effect, and you don't fully realize the power of your thought, and you don't fully realize yet that you're unconditionally loved no matter what you say or do. We don't know that yet, so we're in training. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's potty training, and then there's miracle training. You know, and sometimes you poop in your pants. And so you learn how to go to the toilet. You kind of pee on yourself. So right now you may be doing that in some area of your life. And so you're totally innocent. You're totally innocent. Just change your little wet pee pants and keep on going. That's what you did. You didn't stop your whole life because you peed on yourself, did you? No, you just dealt with it and went on. Okay? I don't mean to talk about bodily functions in a spiritual class. Forgive me. I know we don't have those when you're on the spiritual path. Okay. Then it says conflict is between what? The conflict is between love and fear. Love and fear. Going off and being sane all day long. Am I going to go off? Or am I going to stay sane? Am I going to go off? It's all day long. Am I going to go off? Or am I going to stay sane? Am I going to be cool? Or am I going to go off? Am I going to be mad? Or am I going to... Because I don't know what should have happened to me in the first place because I didn't have a plan to begin with. So the only thing that's left is for me to decide whether or not I'm upset about what's going on. Do I need to kick somebody's butt? Or is it okay for the next time? Because I didn't know what was supposed to happen in the first place. I didn't even set a goal to bring anything in line with. So all I can do is look at everything after the fact and decide whether or not I liked it because I didn't have a goal in the first place. So that's what most people do. They just let stuff happen and they say, did I like that? Rather than I created it. You see what I'm saying? Are you one of those people? Stuff that's happening to you and you're trying to decide whether it's okay or not. See, that means that you're not choosing. You're not aware that you're the creator, that you don't know the power of your thought. So if you're reacting to your life instead of creating your life, it's normal that you would miscreate and be afraid and be unhappy. Someone who's reacting to their life is probably going to be someone that's not having peace. So the conflict is between what? Love and fear. Now, I'll ask again. Anybody got any questions before we go to the next part?
Yeah.
About guarding yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's just bringing a deeper, more just awareness of what you're thinking and how you're thinking and what's coming out. And
yes.
Do you have anything that you actually say or when the thought comes up, when you say guarding?
Yeah, guarding your thoughts from A Course in Miracles perspective means you're going to stay conscious of the thoughts you're going to choose to have as much as possible. So if I'm guarding my thoughts, it just means, okay, first of all, the ones that I think is not exactly going to bring me everything I want, I just kind of keep them over there as much as possible. Because, you see, you have to make this journey fun, you have to realize that it's not based on punishment. So if you make a mistake, you're not going to be punished for the mistake. So don't go, oh my God, I might make a mistake if I do. Don't let that go. Because that's the old thought system that was based on punishment and sin and guilt. In the thought system based on love, when you do something wrong, you just get corrected. You just get the situation lovingly corrected. So you got a different cause now, which is love, so the effect is going to be different because now you're choosing miracles instead of fear. So when we practice this together and we train in our minds to be more loving to us, don't look at it in terms of you having something to lose, because you don't have anything to lose if you do it wrong. If you do it wrong, you just be lovingly corrected. Take the sweat off. This is not the old fearful thought system that we grew up in. You know, and because it's not, that's more frightening than anything I'm saying. You know, for those who've learned that sacrifice is love and punishment is correction, and you tell them that they can be helped and healed without punishment, it freaks them out because there's still somebody else they want to suffer. Mm-hmm. So it's not. I'm glad that the spirit lets me off the hook, but my Uncle Raymond. Nah. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people stay in hell if it means they can keep you there. Because they don't, they would rather themselves not be released than to think that somebody that they don't like, who they think did something wrong, would be healed. Yeah, there are people who would choose to stay in a thought system that teaches that they will be punished for their mistakes than to accept the idea that somebody else who they think deserves punishment won't be punished for their mistakes. It's one thing for me to say you won't be punished for your mistakes. It's nothing for me to say Hitler won't. See the difference? So then that there's correction. Because I belong to a system of attack and punishment. That's what the one I grew up in. Because I grew up in a fearful world where people think that pain and punishment is what corrects. Okay, but I'm moving to a new thought system because now I got to learn the power of my thought, because I realize that it's these fearful thoughts that I learned within the world that's creating the conditions in my life that are upsetting me, and I want to turn that around. Don't you? So I love myself too much to keep myself suffering just so I can stay mad. But I didn't used to feel that way. Being angry was more important to me than being abundant a long time ago. But once I realized that every time I was holding a grievance against somebody, they weren't feeling it. Only I was. Then all of a sudden it didn't seem to make sense to invest in that thought system anymore. Let's say you went through a really bad relationship and it made you say, you're never going to have another relationship with this. Okay? And so you had these beautiful opportunities come up in your life and you turn them down because of them. Them may be on a beach somewhere, potting their butt off right now. They're enjoying their experience. So you're holding yourself back from having a loving experience to punish somebody who doesn't even know you are suffering. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense. But when I actually say it to you, it doesn't make sense, even though that's something that I've done and still will do sometimes. And I'm sure that's true of all of you too. Sometimes you still think that punishing and attacking yourself is the way that you fix somebody else. So I stay mad all the time, and I'm the only one feeling it, so that somebody else who doesn't even feel my pain will be upset. That's when I do my advanced mind training on the 27th of September, we're covering that, releasing anger, guilt, and grievances in the past from a Course perspective. And I'm also introducing the book that has blown my mind away in the last 28 years, that complements the Course in Miracles called the Course of Love. So so that's going to be on Saturday the 27th between 10 and 3 p.m. It's $50, and there's a limited enrollment. So if you'd like to do it and we're getting a nice response to this, then you need to sign up today.
Should we buy that book in advance or what?
Yeah, that would be great if you did. Now, and I'll get into exactly what it is. I got this, you know, there's a paperback version. It's $12.95, and then I got this used one for $4.
Let's see.
I'll give it to you in a minute. I don't want to go off track. What more than I already have. Okay. So anyway, that's happening on the 27th. Because it's the new fall season. The new TV shows roll out and the new course rolls out. And this is my 28th season. Well, to me, not doing the truth every day is like deciding I'm not going to breathe today. So it's really just something that you do if you want to keep your life working peacefully, as mine does for me. I go through stuff that anybody else goes through. The only difference I see in me and most people is the way they deal with it. That's all. That's the only difference is the way I look at it. As long as you see me, I got an ego, and I'm learning the same things that you're learning. But I'm just trying to do it the way this is telling me, as opposed to the way I made up. That's the only difference between me and most people. I just try to do what it's telling me, but most people are trying to figure out if they should. All right. Did that help with your question? Yeah. Guarding your thoughts is just choosing the ones you want. Okay, let's take the next paragraph. It says, it's already been said that you believe you cannot control fear because you made it. And your belief in your fear seems to render it out of your control. So the reason why a person can't control their fear is because they believe in it. So a fear you believe in, it looks like you can't control. Any attempt to resolve the error through attempting the mastery of fear is useless. Any attempt to resolve the mistake through trying to master fear, mastering fear is useless. Trying to master your fear is useless. Trying to master your fear is useless. Trying to master your anger is useless. Trying to master your jealousy is useless. Trying to master your lack thought is useless. It's useless. Not bad, it's what? Useless. So what's useless? Any attempt to resolve the error through trying to master the error. Have you been trying to master your errors as long as you've been on the planet? We all have. We know it don't work. And so the Course says, in fact, trying to master your fear asserts the power of fear by the very assumption that the fear needs to be mastered. The mere fact that you think you've got to master your fear is giving power to the fear. The fact that you think you need to master your temper is giving power to your temper. Yes, but, 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 yes, but. Okay. The true resolution rests entirely on mastery through love. The true resolution rests entirely on mastery through love. So you master through love, you never master fear. You don't master fear, you master through love. And in the interim, where you're learning how to go from trying to master fear to learning the mastery of love, that's where we're going, right? From trying to master our problems and fears, he says, well, we're on the way to mastery through love. He says, well, in the interim, however, the sense of conflict is inevitable. So if you're in the in-between stage, it's inevitable that you're going to feel some conflict. If you're in the in-between stage, if you're in the in-between stage and you're going through conflicts, it's inevitable. If you're in the in-between stage, you're just beginning to let go of your old way of thinking and you're trying to start thinking a new way, you're going to feel conflict when you let go of your old way of thinking, but you haven't entirely accepted the new way, you're going to feel some conflict as you let go of your old way of being, but you haven't completely mastered the new way of being. There's going to be some conflict, 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 you're going to feel some conflict, you're going to feel some conflict while you're going from the old way to the new way when you haven't already got to completely to the new way. So give yourself a break. If you're serious about going to a new level of consciousness, you got to make it okay for you to have some conflict inside of you sometime. You got to go, I got some conflict today, it's all right. I don't know what the hell is going on, and it's okay. I'm confused and out of my mind, and it's all right. I'm going to go get me some ice cream at Baskin and Robbins, and I'm going to be all right. You hear me? This is the answer. You're asking for answers. If I'm asking for answers, it's trying to give us some answers. The first thing to do is to understand, on the way to complete peace, you don't feel complete peace. I just want to break that down to you. I'll say it again. Only way to complete abundance, you don't feel abundant.
Uh-huh.
That's the problem with these prosperity classes. They're asking me to feel something I don't feel. If I felt abundant, I wouldn't be in the class. So just because I'm sitting here and tell me to feel abundant, I'm not going to feel abundant. But I have chosen to go to abundance. And so in the interim, I'm going to have some conflict about my sense of abundance. Does that make sense? That's loving. That's accepting us as we are on the way to somewhere else. It's being accepted where I am. Then it goes on to say, that's why I love this book. Now, so when you're in, he says, now, why are you feeling the conflict? That's another good reason. He said, well, why are you feeling the conflict? He says, since you have placed yourself in a position where you believe in the power of what doesn't exist. What? You place yourself in a position that you believe in the power of something that doesn't exist. What do you mean? What do you mean what I mean? You place yourself in a position where you believe in a power that doesn't exist. I tell you your fear doesn't exist. You say, yes, it does. Well, you place yourself in a position where you believe in something that doesn't exist. That's what I'm telling you. That's why you say, I do have lack. Right. You place yourself in a position where you believe in something that doesn't exist. Yes, I know you're going to say it's real. You place yourself in a position where you believe in something that doesn't exist. Did y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Well, this can't be true. People will ask me, why don't you place yourself in a position where you believe in something that I'm telling you doesn't exist?
Miscreation.
That's miscreation. That's miscreation. So you place yourself in a position where you believe in lack that doesn't exist. You place yourself in a position where you believe in loneliness that doesn't exist. You place yourself in a position where you believe in sickness that doesn't really exist. You place yourself in a position where you believe in murder when murder doesn't really exist. You gone too far now, black man. First Obama being you is a bit much now. I mean, black person overload here. Yeah. I love to joke about race because I'm about to get uptight. I'm chocolate. I chose chocolate. Don't you like chocolate?
Yeah,
no, vanilla, obviously. Too much area about serious. The reason I go slow and don't rush it is because that's the way the Course says you learn it. You learn it by taking it lightly, you learn it by laughing, and you learn it by going slow and hearing what you're saying, because it only takes one truth to wake you up. And it only takes one truth to lead you into all truth. If you accepted one sentence that you've heard today, only one, and you applied that one sentence to everything that happens to you, it would lead you into enlightenment. Enlightenment doesn't require that you read and that you know every statement of belief, every statement out of 1,122 pages. It's just hoping that out of all of this, you'll believe one of them. That's why there's so much. Maybe out of all this, there might be one thing you'll believe. But I like that. So, if you were to walk out of here and you go, well, I'm not going to try to master through fear anymore, I'm going to master through love, and while I'm making the transition from the way I used to do relationships to the way that I want to do relationships, I'm going to have a little conflict because I place myself in a position that I believe that a love for me doesn't exist. Nothing and everything can't coexist. Nothing and everything can't coexist. To believe in one is to deny the other. You either believe in everything or you believe in nothing, but fear is really nothing. And love is everything. Fear is nothing. Fear is nothing. And love is everything. Whenever light enters darkness, which is the same as saying, whenever love enters fear, like I'm afraid right now, all right, love enters me. But when love enters fear, guess what happens? The fear is abolished. The darkness is abolished. When I cut on the light doesn't go into a battle with the darkness. It's not like I flip the switch and all of a sudden the light bulb is fighting with the darkness. Okay. It doesn't work like that. As soon as I turn the light on, the darkness disappears. As soon as you turn the love on, everything you're afraid of disappears. That's why the master is through love. So, that just felt good to say it. Then they feel good. That's even here. That just as soon as you let the truth in, the illusion disappears. Just as soon as you let the love in, the fear disappears. What frightens me is that interim of time that I think I'm going to experience between when I love you and when you love me back. That's the part I'm afraid of. That little hole right there. That little gap between when I teach you right and you treat me right. That's what I'm afraid everybody's going to get me. And the course is saying, well, as soon as you really make that decision, then there won't be anybody to treat you wrong. And I don't believe that. Because I place myself in a position where I believe in a power that doesn't exist. See, that's how I use the course. It's like, if I'm thinking a thought that doesn't seem loving, then I say that thought is my call for love. That very thought of anger is my call for love. So then it says, what you believe is true for you. 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 So in this sense, the separation has occurred. So we believe it. So the Course says, okay, the separation has occurred. It does look like there are a bunch of different people in the room, does it not? Then it says, and so to deny that the separation has occurred is merely to use denial inappropriately. So for me to walk around saying that I don't think I'm experiencing separation is not what this book is saying that I should do. The truth is, I do think that we are separate, and since I believe it is true for me. Because that's what I believe, so it seems like it's true for me. Then it says, however, to concentrate on the error is only what? A further error. So concentrating on the fear is a further error. Concentrating on the mistake is a further mistake. Concentrating on the fear and the separation is just a further... Okay, I admit, I think I'm separate from y'all, and I think I'm separate from you all because that's what I believe, but I'm not no longer going to concentrate on me feeling separate from you. See the difference? I accept that I believe I'm separate from you all, but I'm no longer concentrating on the idea that I'm separate from you all. I believe I'm separate from you all, but I'm no longer making that my primary focus with you all is that I'm separate from you all. See the difference? I believe it, so I'm seeing it. I'm not going to be in denial about it. But if I focus on the separation, I'm just making further separation. So I'm admitting that I think I'm separate from you all, but I'm no longer focusing on my separation from you all. I'm focusing on my union with you. Even though I believe we're separate. That's what you're doing. You're focusing on having a happy life, even though you might believe your life isn't working the way you want it to in every area. You're focusing on wanting a wonderful relationship, even though you believe that maybe your relationship don't work because you believe it, so it's been true for you. Because if you believe you're going to meet somebody that's going to abandon you, then you meet somebody that abandons you, and then you believe you're true about what you believe. And then you create it over and over and over and over and over again, and all the people that wouldn't abandon you are not attracted to you because that's not who you're ordering. I am the person who doesn't abandon you. You believe that you get abandoned by men, or you believe you get abandoned by women, and so therefore you meet all the other ones who believe they get abandoned so that y'all can abandon each other and be right. So all the abandoned folk get together and abandon each other. And if somebody gets a chance to blame the other one for the abandonment, because that's part of the game.
Yeah.
Y'all wouldn't have abandoned you, but you're like, I'm bang. Well, the truth is, you abandoned me because I'm afraid of my own thoughts. And this is what I want to tell you. You will never be abandoned, and you never have been abandoned by God in love. You will never be abandoned. You will never be abandoned. You will never be abandoned by someone who loves you. You will never be abandoned by anything that loves you. So therefore, that means in this moment right now, you have not been abandoned. You will not be abandoned. You are not being abandoned. You will not be abandoned. But since you place yourself where you believe in the power of something that doesn't exist, which is abandonment, it doesn't seem like I'm telling you the truth because what you believe is true for you. But just because you believe it's true for you doesn't make it true. So I'm the part of you that's outside of your belief about yourself that's going to give you the love even though you don't think you deserve it because you believe you don't deserve it. But I don't care what you believe because it's not the truth. But it's frightening you and making you frightened of me and making you frightened of God.
Wow.
Thank you for listening to this for me today. Would you acknowledge yourself, Holy Spirit, for helping me remember? Help me remember. Because I'm going to do a quick review after we do the love offering and a couple of announcements. Because we want to go out into the lab with some key things to remember, do we not?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So the next class is Wednesday 12 noon. This is going to be sent to you in those situations. And One person is sent there to give you the money that you need to do what you're doing and to stay. And he says, and the other one's going to come to show you how much you need forgiveness. Some Sundays and Wednesdays and Thursdays, I need a lot of forgiveness, let me tell you.
The first one,
there are no private thoughts. I used to think that was so weird when I first got into it 28 years ago. And then now I understand exactly what it's talking about. There aren't any private thoughts. I can pretty much talk to somebody for 5 minutes. And that's all I know all I need to know. That doesn't still mean I'm not going to continue to extend. But it also lets me know, through the course, lets me know whether I'm dealing with a part of myself that thinks it's separate from me, or I'm dealing with a part of myself that thinks it's one with me. If I'm with a part of myself that thinks it's separate from me, then I know there's a certain type of behavior that's going to go with that thought, that the course taught me exactly what that behavior is going to be. Right in the book, and then someone thinks they're united with me, it also describes the kind of behavior that they're going to have toward me. So if I talk to somebody, if I'm around somebody, and I find out whether they're in their separated mind or their union mind, I know how to deal with that person appropriately, and in both situations, there's not going to be any kind of attack on them at all. But it protects me from being hurt, or hurting myself would be a better way to put it. Because it's just a lot easier to avoid the pain to begin with than to get in the pain and try to figure out how to get out of it. I've done that too many times. I don't do that anymore as much as I can. Sometimes I do. But who cares? I'm loved anyway. It doesn't make any difference if I make a mistake. So I might act crazy sometimes. That's all right. Big deal. I'm still loved, and so are you. So are you. You know, you're doing the best you can, aren't you? Yeah, we're doing the best we can. Yeah, David.
Just wanted.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Just wanted to get
right. Okay. All right.
Now,
okay. That's what I'm talking about. See, I love it. I live in the reality that I get tensed on the jaw.
You love it.
Now, see if I can be more imaginative. Let's see. Oh, Lord, yes. That we now enter the official occult status. It's a cult now. That's official cult ritual right there. Somebody gave somebody some love. It's a cult. I love it.
You need the 87 Rolls Royces.
Yeah, now I need the 87 Rolls Royces, and I'm already Cy Bubba, so that's
Cy Bubba.
Cy Bubba, so that's that thing.
Cy Bubba.
All right.
And you're not Sunday.
Yes, and you tell about your class. Yes.
So
I'm doing Sunday next Sunday at 11:00. I'm doing 11:00 service and 1:00 class.
Hey, I'm Joy Schultz, and
being aware of whether I was feeling at peace or not,
mm-hmm.
and I worked on that all week, and it was a wonderful experience. I don't know what I'm going to go away with this week, but it'll be something out of this class that I'm going to work on this week.
I try to remember one thing. I think I'm doing good if I can walk away with one thing.
Yeah.
Because thank you for saying that too. You know, there's a strange phenomenon called course amnesia.
Yeah.
Yes. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. You'll be in here and you'll hear me talking and you'll get it. You go, oh, yeah. Then you walk out that door like you never came. So I go, well, what did he say? Well, you just all gone. That's all I can say. You just all gone. Because I cannot remember one single thing that he said. Huh? He talked for an hour. But I can't remember any. That's because you were listening to me in your other mind. See, I exist in your other mind, the one that wants love. You see what I mean? So when you walk out and you go back into the mind of fear and separation, it's as if you've never been here with me. There are people who don't even remember ever seeing me in their life.
No.
And there's a lot of people that wish they had never seen me. I tell you, some person's good karma and you're another person's bad karma to them. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, you're my bad karma. You know, that's only when they don't recognize you is when they don't love you. When people don't recognize you is when they don't love you. If they don't love you, they just don't see you. Because you are lovable. Okay, so I'm going to hit a couple of the key phrases before we go out to the lab. Remember that the fear of love that you're going to feel for the rest of the week is coming from your thoughts. If you weren't free to choose the cool stuff, you wouldn't be free to choose the uncool stuff. And if you weren't free to choose the uncool stuff, you wouldn't be free to choose the cool stuff. You've been afraid of everyone. Been afraid of everything. You are afraid of God, of me, and of yourself. You have misperceived or miscreated everything that you are afraid of. That you are afraid of. You believe in what you made. You believe in what you made. When you miscreate, you are in pain. When you miscreate, you are in pain. So if you're feeling some pain, don't feel guilty. Just tell yourself that you're miscreating, choosing fear instead of love. And if you're choosing fear instead of love, if you're choosing fear instead of love, then all you got to do is see your fear as a call for love. Just see your fear as a call for love. Just see your fear as a call for love. Just see your fear as a call for love. Just see your anger as a call for love. Just see your jealousy as a call for love. That's all you got to do. Just see what you call the negative emotion as being the call for the positive emotion. And then your fear will become a prayer. Let your fear become a prayer. Let your fear become a prayer. Let your fear become a prayer. Let my 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 fear become a prayer. Now remember, but also you got to keep in mind that mastery of fear is useless. The only mastery is mastery through love. That means mastery through freedom. That's mastery through freedom. That's mastery through being your authentic self. Now, while you're making the change, you're going to have a little conflict while you're making the change because you still believe in the power of what does not exist. You still believe in the power of what does not exist. You still believe in the power of what does not exist. Fear, you still believe in the power of what does not exist. Lack, you still believe in the power of what does not exist. Sickness, you still believe in the power of what does not exist. Sin. And because you still have some beliefs in the old, you will sometimes seem to see it because what you believe is true for you. But that doesn't make it necessarily the truth, though. And so you are loved by something that knows you deserve love no matter what you think about yourself. That which created you is taking care of you, is going to support you. It's within and without and all about. 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 Love is within and without, and the love is all about. God is within and without and all about. God is within and without and all about. God is within and without and all about. May the Course be with you. Appreciate y'all. Hugs are available. I love hugs. The cool people in here. I appreciate you all so freaking much. See you next time.